State biologists began raising sportfish in Wisconsin in the late 1800s. In 1914, the Department of Natural Resources built its spoonerfish hatchery, which would grow to be one of the largest in the state. A lot has changed in the field of aquaculture since then. Neil Rosenberg supervises the hatchery, which is now named after former Governor Tommy Thompson. He says in the early days, the DNR used rail cars that had to be filled by hand to transport young walleyes, muskies, and northern pike around the state.
We went from the milk can, hauling fish around in milk cans, to nowadays we use 5-gallon buckets and trucks and stainless steel distribution tanks, and so we've come a long way in 100 years.
The technology has evolved too. Where traditional thermometers used to keep track of water temperature, now automated computer-controlled systems track temperature and water chemistry, which are vital to producing healthy fish. And the focus on fish species has also changed. Rosenberg says they used to stock walleye fry, which are about the size of a mosquito, along with muskies and northern pike. But now, he says, the focus is on growing walleye fingerlings around 6 inches long.
We raised about 280,000 fish here last year, which was an all-time new record for us. And that actually equaled about 68% of the walleye stocked in the whole state came right from this facility last year.
In total, Rosenberg says the Spooner Hatchery has stocked nearly 900 million walleyes, 23 million muskies, and 22 million northern pike. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.